So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
In the noon hour, in the 1 o'clock hour, Tony Pham joined us. He's a former acting ICE director. Really interesting conversation with him. And to talk about the humanization of these agents who are out there, they are protecting and serving. They do have a law to enforce. I don't know why this is really complicated. It's not a novel concept whatsoever. The people who are out there protesting ICE, you should be talking to your elected officials and you should be telling them to change the law. These ICE agents are not out there breaking the law. They are enforcing the law that you don't like and have a right to not like, but you've got a problem with the law, not with that person who's out there doing their job.
What's funny is that if they went to their lawmakers and said, you guys need to change this law, a lot of those Democrat lawmakers were the ones who were fine with and made those same laws 10 years ago and suddenly became not okay with them.
Our YouTube poll for today, and Ryan, let me know if you've got any texts that you want to read on the air. You can text us your thoughts at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Do you believe the Minneapolis ICE incident was justified? You've got three options today. I think the only three you can have. Yes, it was justified. No, it's not justified, or it's too soon to tell. Brad, your thoughts?
Based on what I've seen, I would say it's justified. If I had to vote and pick one, I'm going to vote justified. I mean, the lady made contact with the officer. I think that something can be legal, justified, and absolutely tragic all at the same time, and that's where this falls for me.
Ryan, from the text line?
Lots of texts on this subject. 314-241-9797 if you want to text your thoughts. Here's one that says, I don't think she intended to hit him, but she did. She put herself there, ignored orders, tried to flee while obstructing the feds. It sucks, but she's only a victim of the liberal mental illness. How about this one? It says separately, and it stops there, F-A-F-O-E-D. Mm. F-A-O-F-O.
Yeah.
Played stupid games.
Mr. Fry, let's go to you, Mayor.
Won stupid prizes. This one says, why can't people comply with authority? If she wasn't involved, it wouldn't have been easier to go that route and stay alive. Just among a few.
Give us your thoughts. Keep them coming. 314-241-9797. If you want to text us, we would love to hear your thoughts on it. You can keep it right here. We'll give you the results. The poll is working today. If you came yesterday to... Maybe they voted in the poll and it just didn't register. We got to yesterday
getting
and we're like...
flooded now. They're all coming in.
Four people voted in the poll yesterday and one of them was Ethan. So we were like, man, we're not even going to go there with that. But today's is asking you if you think the shooting was justified. So we will get you those results at the end. We're going to have Annie, Are You Okay? Trish is coming in 25 minutes, so you're going to keep it here for her wild stories. We got a real doozy one. One we're going to kind of tag team a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I promise that you are going to enjoy that story at 2:30. A little levity on a crazy day. But yes, still involving law enforcement. We've bumped Wiggins America 2 days in a row. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's become intentional. The first day I thought this is an accident.
Yeah.
Today I don't.
The first day it was a congressperson.
Yeah.
Mary Miller.
Yeah.
And Brad, who scheduled like that.
Well, you know, Mary Miller, she's a representative. She's busy. I understood that she had limited time.
To Brad, we can't do it then. That's Ryan's time. And Brad said, Ryan will deal with it.
Yeah.
Did Brad really say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, I'm not even going to talk to him about it. I'm just going to do it.
Hey, Annie, did Brad really say that, though?
Yeah. He's right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Right here, Ryan.
And then today is the Vice President of the United States. Who was hitting bombs?
Oh my gosh!
In that press conference, if you missed it, we carried not the whole thing, but the majority of it at the normal Wiggins America time, which we're gonna give him right now.
Wiggins, oh Wiggins!
All right, show us that we've been missing out.
This is a little awkward because when the vice president was doing the press conference, yeah. I was still talking. I didn't know that I wasn't on.
I didn't even notice.
And I did the whole segment, and I thought you guys were just uninterested, so I talked a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's the topic?
The topic is how to date maximum entitled high maintenance women. And I thought, well, maybe people are just offended and they're just not talking. But it turns out that I wasn't on at all.
Did you feel like we were on a date and I was so engrossed with myself that I just wasn't paying any attention?
I did not, because then I would have had to also been on a date with Brad, who's in the studio.
You know, it's 2026.
We've been there.
you guys actually have an anniversary. So real quick here, the source.
The source is the New York Post, but it's also this socialite woman who out of New York.
Probably some like influencer blogger that writes for the Post.
That's exactly right. New York City singleton.
Follow-up question. This is written for people who would be dating in 2026.
Right.
So my initial question to you, and then I'm going to turn it over. When you're talking about a high-maintenance woman, is a high-maintenance woman that you would be dating today different than the high-maintenance woman that we were all dating in the 90s and the early 2000s?
Annie, I'm glad you asked that question.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to refer back to a supergroup, as you might call them, the Travelin' Wilburys. Now, the Travelin' Wilburys in about 1993 put out a song about a woman, and they all wrote a verse, and there were very various artists in this band. It was Tom Petty, it was Roy Orbison, it was the drummer for Eric Clapton, Jeff Lynne, and Bob Dylan.
You're kind of well-versed in this. Okay. Do you know these things, or did you prepare?
Oh, I you just asked the question. It just came to me.
I know, but you rarely have such a well-formed opinion. I don't know what to do with this moment.
So this super group got together. Oh, and by the way, Beatle George Harrison. I forgot to mention him. He's probably the biggest star in the
Everybody
group.
Everybody always forgets George Harrison.
They came together and made a fantastic album. And then they made another album that wasn't as good. But that first one, they had a song where each one of those superstars sang a different verse about a woman of their time, which would have been about 93, 92.
The segment's almost over.
And
no kidding.
In that song, they described a kind of high-maintenance woman.
Yeah.
And at the time, the number one thing that I remember is that they said, she loves her bottled water. So a person from 30 years ago who was considered high-maintenance now is common. So I think there is, to answer your question, a big difference between what would be considered high-maintenance woman now and then.
That was a detailed answer.
That's a long
now,
one. Also, a pop-up video on the Travelin' Wilburys. Thank you.
Just very true.
I need that sound effect when you're telling a story.
The song is called Dirty World, if you'd like to look it up. Now, this is a story all about how this woman's life got flipped, turned upside down. What the heck is that?
Just keep going.
And this is what she says. That is the bare minimum for men to date her. And you can tell me whether you think these are ridiculous or not. But the first one is the man has to pay the bill.
You guys go first, and then I'll tell you if
you split the bill, she says, I will never speak to you again, and I will slander you. Hmm. Got to pay the bill. Brad?
She's talking about the date bill.
Yes.
I think the guy should pay.
No, her power bill.
There are some high maintenance out there.
What happened in your dating?
There are high maintenance women out there that are expecting men to pay their bills while they're dating.
This is a first date.
On a first
date.
It's
a first date.
A guy should absolutely pay.
I agree.
That's not outrageous.
I agree.
That's slander, if he doesn't afterwards, is a little much, but.
I also agree with that. She says, don't split the bill. She'll never speak to you again.
Fair.
I agree. Now, it seems a little bit presumptuous. That would always be the case, but
no, not if it's your standard.
I think that if you're the guy, you got to go into that date knowing you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Number two, open the door. All doors. It says I don't touch doors on dates.
Cabinet doors.
The bathroom door. Here you go.
Hey, honey.
Do you need me to get the stall door too?
Ooh. Getting a little tough.
Speaking of 2026.
But open the door. All doors. Fair?
Yeah, open the door for her. Car door, restaurant door. I think I would draw the line at the bathroom door, but like all socially acceptable doors.
You got to open the door. But guys, you got to do it cool.
Tell us how not
That's where
cool.
I draw the line.
What's not cool? What's a way to open it that's not?
Tripping over yourself while you're sweating to be like, I got to get to the door, pushing her out of the way.
Her going, well, I'm opening the door. And you going, well, I was.
Take a bow, tip the cap, m'lady.
Listen, you pick up the bill, you got to be cool. You open the door, it's got to be suave. You can't be like fumbling with your list of things I have to do. Oh, crap, I got to get to the door. And then you got to, you can't be like that. It's got to be
natural.
It's got to be smooth. Lead her with your hand on her back while you open the door and let her enter the room. Make her feel like a queen. Be cool.
What about if it's an automatic door? Do you need to step on the little pad first just to show?
Tell her.
And be like, m'lady.
Hey, you're going to need to stand back here. I will part this door.
Can you act like you have the force?
Have the force.
I don't know a man who doesn't.
All right, number three, let her order first. Is that mandatory?
Mandatory.
Or is that womandatory?
I'm letting you guys go first, and then I'm...
I think that's fine, too.
It's just common courtesy, even if you're not on a date.
I don't know that I've ever gone to a restaurant with my wife where the wait staff hasn't asked her first.
Yeah, that usually does happen. But do you ever order first
anyway? That's etiquette.
Mm-mm, no.
I have.
I don't give a crap what my husband does when we're sitting down at a restaurant this long in.
I know. We're
like,
at that point.
I would never be like, oh, excuse me? You're going to order your cheeseburger before me?
What about a first date, though?
There should always be a deference. And here's the deal. If she orders a cheeseburger and you order a salad, she shouldn't even stay for the cheeseburger. Bye.
Ooh.
You gotta you have to order something that has more calories than she does, no matter what.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you order a salad, you're also gonna order maybe like, let me also have 10 rolls.
get your checklist out and be like, hold on a second, I gotta check the saturated fat. RFK Jr. just said it's back in the can.
Hey, you know what? Butter every one of them.
Not that this is a problem for me.
Can you butter my lettuce?
But is the expectation that the guy would then have to eat all of the calories that are more than that she ordered? Or
I mean, you're not like there with a calculation. You need to order something. You need to out order her in say nutrition, but like kind of the opposite. And then you need to out eat her. She shouldn't be like. I mean, I'm just saying this for me. I'm not saying this for her. I don't know her. I know me. If she's over there with her buttered roll in her plate, you better go, hey, can I have that when you're done? I'd like to make sure it's...
Going, oh, this sauce. Oh, my gosh. Have you tried this curry?
I just can't take the thought of a first date seriously. Go on.
So to answer your question, Brad, yes, he does have to eat all 10 rolls. And if he gets full, he has to punch them into his mouth, the last four
just
or five
reach,
of them.
Reach around to the other table, start eating their food.
Go down. Somebody didn't even eat the rest of that waffle. All right. Let her sit in the booth. So assuming it's a chair that has both the booth and the chair, let her sit in the booth.
Just let her pick her seat. I don't know that the booth matters.
I would feel a little weird sitting in the booth with a girl on a first date.
You ever same sider?
Chair.
You same siders right now?
No.
Oh, heck yeah.
Opposite side.
No, we both got to see the game.
That's fine.
Oh. You don't gaze into each other's eyes? That's the point.
No, that's weird.
That's all we do.
Gaze
we don't
into
talk.
The football game or the basketball game that's on the television. Or the really worst nights when it's like the rodeo.
We gaze into each other's eyes. I sigh. She sighs. I ram 5 biscuits into my mouth.
This is enough. I can't do it anymore. You can't stop.
But
it's
we maintain dangerous. Eye contact.
Yeah. Without blinking.
It's not fast. It's not. It's just constant.
I just got a text biscuit. From someone who said they saw you eating with your wife at Applebee's the other day.
That's a little odd.
Yeah.
Especially since we weren't at Applebee's.
They said they didn't know it was you, but they saw what you were doing.
This is not even true. I would defer if it were.
I would never.
Number 5, offer to walk her home or to her car or to her Uber to prove you're not a wuss.
To prove you're not a wuss.
It's not to prove you're not a wuss. It's to defend against the bad guys.
Yes. Yeah, but you have to not be a wuss to defend against bad guys.
Yeah, but the point of what that is saying right there is like she's not a wuss, so she's doing it, but you got to prove that you're not either. No. If danger calls, man, you better be right in the middle of it, stopping it from hitting her. I don't know to prove you're not a wuss. If you want a good night kiss?
Yeah, that's another good reason. Offer to walk her
pay
home.
The meal and be like, all right, see ya. And she leaves and you're like, bye.
Best way to protect your woman on a first date is to bring some of those rolls extra with you in your pockets and then throw them at bad guys like your gambit.
Yeah. If you want to practice, take her to Lambert's.
Number six, do not mention your ex or your situationship or some other girl you used to talk
to. This is high maintenance.
This is supposed to be high maintenance women. This took a turn, didn't it?
Yes.
It's really not that unreasonable.
No, this is just a guy being a gentleman.
Yeah, this woman is a like kind of a classy woman with some standards. So I thought that women now would be more high maintenance, but it seems as though just any standards are good.
Yeah, and these are just basic standards.
Yeah.
These are classic standards.
Give me something that's like controversial here. Nothing?
Last one. Mm-hmm. This is the last one. Sidewalk rule.
Walk
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, walk on the street mm-hmm. side.
If you don't know what that is, she says, that explains why you're single. Mm-hmm. I had to look it up. I wasn't sure what the sidewalk rule was, but I do abide by it.
You walk on the side of the traffic.
Yeah. You keep her on the inside, you're on the outside.
Wouldn't you automatically do that for your children?
Oh, gosh. You don't even think about doing
no,
it. You just automatically
just
do it.
I think it's interesting to think about all of these things in the context as a parent, like how you would interact with your kids, trying to position them to be independent but still feel protected. Kind of the same.
I think with this last one, though,
especially the out eat the calories,
what would surprise me is that a woman thinks about that.
Women want to be cared for. They don't want to be thought like they don't want someone who is there who is like trying to do the things for them because they're inept. But they do want to be cared for, not because they're helpless or because they're weak. Sometimes it's because they can do it all. And they're strong, so they always do it all. And they're always powering through. And it would just be nice one time to not have to be the person who does it all. Someone steps up and takes it up for you.
I guess we're all pretty high maintenance.
And when you play Backstreet Boys behind it, I feel that.
That's the manly man coming out.
All right, there's nowhere to go but Ethan Sports and Local next. We'll be right back. Feels like it's deep with
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Ethan's Hard Left Communist News.
There it was. Ethan's Hard Left Communist News.
So offensive that he was protesting his own segment.
Before he knew what it was.
I'm very upset right now.
I think it's safe to protest whatever the name's going to be. It's probably not going to be flattering to you.
That's true. Has there been any that have been flattering to me that you can recall?
Ethan delivers the news. That's sort of neutral.
Ethan's sort giant of. Peach.
Boring.
It's Ethan the giant peach.
Yeah.
All right, commie, let's go.
Ooh, commie time.
He took it up.
Hey, it's commie time. It's commie time.
It's commie time. It's commie time. It's commie time. It's commie time. Ethan!
We have some Cardinals news today.
Ooh, on commie time?
No.
No. The
let's
red
do a different
birds.
Story. No, stop it. Let's shift the story. I'm demanding it.
You don't want Cardinals news.
Not
okay.
After that, no.
I would like to hear it, but maybe a different
We
intro.
Will, but we'll just start okay. In a minute in that story.
Start with something very Bolshevik.
I like this one then, if we're looking to switch the topic a little bit. St. Louis City SC is currently seeking national anthem singers for the 2026
America.
Season. Oh, and man. I just was thinking, Ryan, this would be perfect for
give us,
you.
Just give us a little bit.
I'm going to come in here. I need
no.
somebody to come in here because we're going to do it.
Oh.
Oh, say, can. No, you didn't come in. Ugh, I'm losing it, you guys. I'm sorry I'm a little bit high maintenance on my anthem singing. call me a patriot if
there
you
was,
will.
He's in a little vibrato news. In those two words that he sang of our great national anthem. It's amazing you could fit that in, but not the first
but
sentence.
How do we get Ryan to audition?
White Claw.
You can.
Oh, yeah, get a beer in me. I'll go down
a
there.
A beer? Have you ever had a whole beer?
No. I stop
just,
at half
just
of
just give
a
him
hams.
A little whiff under his nose. He's like, I'm in.
You can submit applications on the team's website where you are required
Ethan.
To list your
Ethan.
Contact information.
Submit Ryan.
And
submit
send
what I
in
just did.
A
except
previous performance.
Use. You have to have somebody coming in as Harmony, though, because that's my...
Who's she?
It doesn't matter if it's a he or a she.
As long as she's coming in.
I'm coming in here.
Or I'm coming out.
They're going to come in here. That's all I need.
We done with that?
Yeah,
next one.
Yeah.
Now can I talk about the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't do it.
What?
I'm looking at you. Ethan.
The Cardinals signed traded for a relief pitcher in the last couple of days. His name is Justin Brule. They traded with the Cleveland Guardians to acquire him and gave up some cash considerations for him. If you guys remember last year, the relief pitcher, they had John King. He was a left-handed middle relief pitcher.
I remember Ray King.
Nope, that was a little bit longer back than last year.
Ray King, 56. Check my notes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
I remember Ray King. They traded him because of no kings. But now they got another king.
They traded him because of Adam Wainwright.
I think you should check your history.
Well, John King was not brought back. And the idea, I think a lot of people look at the similarities in the style of pitchers. And Justin Brule is going to be that middle innings left-handed relief pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals in 2026. It was also the deadline for arbitrations to be settled. So the Cardinals came to agreements with seven different players, including Jojo Romero, Brendan Donovan, Lars Nootbaar, Andre Pallante, Alec Burleson, Nolan Gorman, and Matthew Liberatore. Basically, how I can explain this in the most simple way is that
that's usually what we require.
Prior to getting to free agency, when you're under team control, the first 2 years that a player is with a team, in most cases the first 2 years, you get the league minimum amount of money. After that, for 3 years, you are arbitration eligible, where you basically are offered a number by the team, and if you like it, you can say no, and you go basically into a hearing as to how much you're worth. If you, if you're cool with the number, then that's the number that you're going to get paid. So the Cardinals had three players last year they could not agree on numbers with, and they had to do arbitration hearings. This year, that was not the case. All six of the players ended up coming up with agreements on their amount of money that they're going to be paid. So, yeah, those six players will be back in the with the birds on the bat this upcoming year.
I've always liked the name JoJo. It's like one parent said, how about we name our son Joe? And the other one goes, double it, and I'm in.
Where do you come up with this stuff, man?
What do you mean? Like, it's hard? What are you even talking about? Good
you know
grief.
How long I prep for this stuff?
Yes.
Moments.
The Mizzou Tigers had a...
Mizzou.
Sounds like a festival at the local
you
farm.
Why am I even here right now?
Can't you tell? It's because we need to elevate the show.
The Mizzou Tigers beat the Kentucky Wildcats last night, winning on the road against Kentucky for the first time.
Does Mark know?
In the school's history.
Yes.
Both Marks know.
Do not tell Mark.
Does Mark know? What did you say? Did you walk in and be like, Mizzou?
No, I said Mizzou.
He's got you that jerk. UK backboard in his office, and I walked by him, and he was just sadly bouncing the basketball. Yeah,
they're not very good this year.
About it. I believe that.
They are not very good this year. So Mizzou is now 2-0 to start off the season in SEC play, and will face off against Ole Miss on Saturday.
They beat some good SEC teams, too.
Yeah, they've beaten Florida and Kentucky so far. And then to finish out college basketball news, SLU had a huge win last night, biggest of the year. They beat VCU, which has been the powerhouse team in their conference the last several years.
It's the first time they ever beat them, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was like first ever.
No,
see,
they beat them last. They beat them last
Ryan
year.
Wins.
They beat them last year. But with the win, SLU is now 14-1 overall, and this, like I said, this is a big win for them, their biggest of the year, so they continue to trend in the right direction. So time to buy in on the SLU stock if you haven't already.
Illinois and Rutgers tonight.
Illinois and Rutgers tonight. Yeah, they had a good win over the this past weekend, so they're going to look to continue trending in the right direction as well this evening.
They're currently ranked 16th. They're 11-3. And their three losses, they haven't had any bad losses, but I think they're going to, I'm going to say Elite Eight this year. That's my guess.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they could be a Final Four team this year, which you know, I don't know if that would surprise necessarily anyone.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if they got there, you'd be like, well, this is how they got there, but they need a few things to go their way.
Sure. Absolutely. It's all, you know, it's all about getting hot at the right time. So,
as you know, Ryan.
Yep, I got hot real early and
So what do you think? Anthem? Huh?
A little more?
Huh?
I don't know. I don't want to hurt the anthem.
You should go audition and just sing the wrong anthem.
What? Sir, that's Canada.
Oh, United States.
You got the tune wrong. Some of the words reflect some patriotism. Maybe we let him do the opening.
Oh, say can you.
Go sing a Nelly song. You can come up with some good ideas. Actually, it wouldn't be bad for you to do auditions for the job just as a video bit for the show.
It's kind of what I was implying.
Seems like a lot of commitment.
I really ask for the minimum commitment from you, buddy.
You could ask
for a little
less. He hasn't
yawned today, so we're doing all right.
All right, let's take a quick break. Trisha in studio with Annie, are you okay? Next, don't go away.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's Trisha in the house. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
Hi.
Hey.
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 Would somebody else say hi to her?
Hi.
Hi, Brad.
How are you?
Ryan's mad at you.
How are you doing?
No, we're fine. I'm just...
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
I'm just waiting for the content.
We don't have time for pleasantries.
I'm just waiting for the content.
This is the Annie Fry Show. This is no laughing matter.
I think that he thinks that's what his job description is. Ryan it's, Wiggins, waiting for the content.
Especially this segment titled, Annie, Are You Okay?
Yeah, it's his biggest participation in the entire show.
That's my favorite of the week.
All right, well, Annie and I are going to collab on this one. I'm going to start with the headline. Florida man in red lingerie allegedly hid gun under prosthetic silicone breasts.
Let's hear from the sheriff himself tell this story, and I need to know where you were at this time, Ryan.
Now, occasionally, I bring you stuff that you just can't believe, that you'll never get over, that may even scar you for life. But I got to introduce you to this guy. He's not from Polk County, of course. I don't think we got anybody from Polk County quite like this guy. This is Matthew Zaccarino. He's 39. He's from Altamont Springs.
Altamont Springs.
And he's on this construction site in a vehicle by himself.
As people do.
And as our deputies approach him to see what's he doing on this construction site, we see this dude wearing a red lace bra with prosthetic silicone breastises.
How did you find out?
You know what I mean?
Sheriff.
Know what I mean? Vern?
Well, then we notice he's wearing a G-string. Showing off the boys. You know what I mean? And then our two deputies say to themselves,
I'm a little conflicted on the boys.
This is highly unusual. But you don't realize how dangerous these situations are because under a prosthesis, we found a gun. Mm. So he was armed trespassing. Mm. He said he was on the way to the costume party. We go, Okay, where's costume party?
Wherever I show up.
Well, he couldn't answer that, and then he sold up on us and quit wanting to talk at all. Oh. Can you imagine that? He's mad at us for trying to find out why he's wearing lace bras with guns and G-strings or G-somethings. Or, ooh, it was ugly. It was so ugly. Anyway, he went to jail.
What are you doing out here? I'm on my way to the costume party. Are you not familiar with the costume party?
How do you, I mean, I guess I'd have to see the prosthetic breasts, to use his words. But, like, he was only wearing a bra, and it was lacy, so maybe it was see-through. How did he see the gun? Or how did...
I don't know.
I need to look in there. I need to...
What's the protocol? What's the protocol for finding out they're fake, first of all, because you don't know? Was he wearing clothes over the lingerie, which was apparently red? We needed to know that.
I don't think he like was wearing his gym clothes, and they're like, "Can we see what's under there?"
And they're like, "Oh, a G-string."
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe he was wearing.
You must
gym
be a
clothes,
criminal.
And he was wearing something like kind of low cut. Maybe he was sagging a little bit, and they're like, "Wait a minute."
That seems intentional.
You seem like
you're asking for it.
I can see something here. He's walking by a construction site.
Yeah.
Some catcalls.
You know, as people do. Did you have a question?
Yeah.
For Ryan.
Annie and Ryan, are you okay with carrying things in your bra?
Ryan?
I am not.
Your up talk makes me feel like you are.
That is the end of that. I am not. Because if I did, they would be breasts.
My key, my lipstick, my chapstick, my gun.
All in the bra?
I have a bra that has a holster, yes. Yeah. So I can legally carry it though, because I have a concealed carry weapon and boobs that are my own.
It does seem like a nice place to carry things though.
It can be very convenient.
Cash.
Well, then cash money, yeah, for sure. When I was at the bar.
I mean, in this guy's defense, he has the boobs for assumingly, like, not the first time, maybe, but,
yeah, but
like, it's not like
he's
had them forever. So he's like, ooh, this is a convenient place to carry.
You know,
so much room for activity.
You know who was like, where the heck is Rob? Was the costume party.
Rob and the boys.
Where's Rob? This was going to be a fun night.
Showing him off. So, Annie, you're okay with carrying things in bras?
Yep.
Naked burglar arrest.
Whoa, a consistency.
That's the name of my band.
Also in Florida, naked burglar arrested on Christmas night after allegedly breaking into two luxury homes in Florida. Police say a nude man was arrested on Christmas Day after breaking into two multi-million dollar homes in Golden Beach, Florida.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
This isn't normal behavior. Is it? Are these people just high? Like, this is a real question. Or is it a mental thing?
No, I don't know the answer to that question because I don't know this man. But I will say that he has good taste. If he was breaking into some
$12 million,
that's a real question.
$37 million home.
Yeah.
So he was drunk.
Okay.
I
so
think
this
there's a lot of drinking down there.
Like if you have to be influenced by something, because I mean, if you're trying to burgle a home because you need some money for, you know, whatever it might be, usually drugs. Then you do that, but to be naked and do it means there's got to be an additional something involved.
It sounds like he broke into one home. The police say they found the first house disturbed with drinks consumed and clothing on the second floor, and then he was drunk
from the house he burgled?
Yes, and then he went to the second house.
Oh, he wasn't drunk when he got there?
They found him in a garage. I don't know if
he was. His priorities
I'd
straight.
I assume he was drunk when he got there, but what he did in the home was drank more and got naked.
He naked.
Naked.
Here's a real question before you get to your question.
Oh, now we're going to do real questions.
Are you
questions,
more
please.
Concerned if you walk into your house and there's a naked burglar or a clothed burglar?
I would be more concerned if it was a clothed burglar because I assume unless the assets are prosthesis, I can see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
True.
If they're prosthesis, you know, there's a gun in there.
So you'd prefer it to be a naked burglar?
Yeah, 100%.
Annie, are you okay with streaking?
No.
But you just said You'd prefer it to if be a naked burglar.
Well, she didn't ask me among burglars.
If you're a burglar. She implied,
like, what am I supposed to say to that? Yes? I have two choices.
Are you okay with streaking if you know that they're going to steal something?
Somebody asked my son the other day, hey, does your mom have a podcast? And he's like, yeah. I go, did you tell him I have a radio show? He's like, no. And I'm like, radio show is cooler than podcast.
Yeah, separate us out.
But then we did the Matt Khalil story, and I'm like, God, did they listen? Sorry, kid. You're toast.
I read more about that.
I'm sure you're well, you know, when it comes to trying to scratch the itch for Ryan to prepare for the show, nothing like doing a wiener story so we can follow up on it after we don't need to have a conversation.
It was interesting.
Trisha?
No to streaking, eh?
No to streaking. Anybody else?
Mm-mm,
big
no,
fans?
No.
Oh, we know who Ethan is.
I'm not against it.
Super into it, but he had to go prepare for Reardon's show.
Gotta tell you, if I'm at a baseball game and somebody streaks, I'm not like, eh. I'm not mad about it.
Are you rooting for him?
Yeah, I'm rooting for him, I think, for 10, 15 seconds.
Is there any, I mean, don't you just want him to evade the situation as long as they can?
Yeah.
You know how it's going to end.
Cheer a little bit.
They don't get away.
No, they never do.
People are getting Brazilian butt lifts and breast implants from donated cadavers.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
For these procedures, fat is usually extracted from the patient via liposuction and then re-injected into desired area.
BBL.
Yep. But now they can take it from cadavers. And a board-certified plastic surgeon in Manhattan says she's excited because patients are sometimes too thin or have already had liposuction. Don't worry, before it's injected, the donor fat undergoes a multi-step cleansing, sterilization, and purification process.
This is fat clean.
So nobody fear.
Just do it like when you siphon gas. Stick it in there and pop it in here.
Annie, you mentioned BBL. That is Brazilian butt lifts. Are you okay with those?
What's the difference between a Brazilian one and an American one?
Excellent question.
A tan. It just looks better.
We have more obesity.
You know. I want a Midwestern butt lift.
You want a nice looking one, or you want one that's like kind of a lower Wisconsin?
That's like the refined Chicagoans.
Right. All the money's moved there. So
kind of an MBL.
Maybe you'd like a lower Wisconsin butt lift.
It's really like probably just like a discount store BBL. You would know about those.
There's a discount. I know about it.
I don't care. Do what you got to do. I don't think you should. I don't care what people do with their butts. I'm not looking for one myself. I know if I do a handstand, my body looks like it did before I had four kids. So.
You're going for your BBL and you just like do your hands. Here,
make it look like
this. This is what I want.
Honey, get the camera.
That'll be a fun video.
I don't have anything to add because
you rarely do. Right? I never stopped you.
I just can't get past the idea that there are different types of butt lifts. I'm my mind is categorizing them throughout the segment now.
I don't think I can top that.
Okay.
Well, with anything else I've brought.
You're getting played
the
off
table.
The stage.
Joe says if anyone offers you a Peoria butt lift, run.
It's a PBR, not a PBL. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Doesn't work. We've already tried it.
It's upside down.
What?
Sir, the pyramid is upside down.
Turn the pyramid upside down. You can't be serious. That would put butter and fat at the top
of the damn food pyramid!
Get the president on the phone. Tell him to have some steak with his butter.
Steak with his butter. This isn't really South Park, right?
I don't think so.
These are people emulating because they are coming out with multiple different kinds and they're all super funny. I think they're funny.
They're also very realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be how South Park is actually doing episodes so fast now, is they're just plugging.
They've got a program.
They're plug and go.
I think it's hilarious. We haven't really talked much about the food pyramid, but you know, it's an official act by RFK Jr. to say we're going to turn basically the pyramid upside down. But it seems to me that that reflects the nutrition message that has been out there for maybe 5 years now or so. Does it mean anything to you that RFK Jr. is now saying, you know, flip that sucker upside down, don't have a dozen servings of grains?
I mean, it doesn't change the way I'm approaching eating, but I think as a larger conversation in society, it means something.
You're like, where's sugar on the pyramid now?
Sugar is always at the top of the pyramid, regardless of what RFK says, and I'm going to go to my grave that way. Early. But whatever is happening within the Health and Human Services, I do think is interesting. And when something like this happens, that's such a, you know, it's an old grade school thing. You go, oh, wow, that's changed now. Okay.
The U.S. Dietary Guidelines got a makeover, according to Yahoo, and a new inverted pyramid that puts nutrient-dense proteins and full-fat dairy at the top and whole grains at the bottom. The guidelines are co-signed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the central figure of the controversial Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, movement, and Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture. They said, to make America healthy again, we must return to the basics. American households must prioritize diets built on whole, nutrient-dense foods, proteins, dairy, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, and whole grains, paired with a dramatic reduction in highly processed foods laden with refined carbohydrates, added sugars, excess sodium, unhealthy fats, and chemical additives. This approach can change the health trajectory for so many Americans. Let's go. Let's see what they do.
I'm glad to know that I've been eating whole fat dairy for my whole life, and now it's approved by the government.
Yeah, now it's okay. I think that this really does, it does matter in the sense of how the government covers anywhere where they're providing food. So for people who are using SNAP services, for schools, for our military, those types of places will now be under these types of guidelines. The YouTube live chat poll for today, almost 300 votes, folks, 292 in there. Do you believe the Minneapolis ICE incident was just justified shooting incident? I put incident for the sake of YouTube. 14% say no, it's not justified. 16% said it's too soon to tell. And 70% of almost 300 votes said they do. Yes, they do believe that it was justified. We appreciate you being with us. If you're streaming us on the Odyssey app, make sure you give us a favorite on that. 97.1 FM Talk on the Odyssey app in crystal clear connection wherever your phone is operating. We're happy to be partners with you there on the station app. And if you're streaming, keep it right here because The Mark Rubin Show is coming up next.